This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's Tactical Holsters. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You know, with G-Code, the thing about G-Code is this. I have G-Code holsters that are 5 years old. And they work as good today as they did the day I got them. The tensioner, the tensioning screw, which is the only thing that moves on the thing, on the holster setup, is fine. It still continues to work. The OSH holster, the OSH paddle holster, I think is the best outside the waistband paddle holster out there today, bar none. Far better than anything you're going to find in the big box stores at a price that is highly competitive with anything you're going to find in the big box stores. So go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Right now, one of the favorites to lead the DNC is Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat from Minnesota, the odds-on favorite to become their new chairman. And he has a very long association with the anti-Semitic Nation of Islam. He has in the past compared then-President George W. Bush in 9/11 to Adolf Hitler and the destruction of the Reichstag, which was the German parliament building. He said, 9/11 is the juggernaut in American history, and it allows, it's almost like, you know, the Reichstag fire. After the Reichstag was burned, they blamed the communists for it, and they put the leader of that country, Hitler, in a position where he could basically have authority to do whatever he wanted. Comparing the Republicans to Nazis has long been a national pastime of the Democratic Party. During the 1964 Goldwater-Johnson presidential race, Republican presidential candidate Barry Goldwater accepted an invitation to visit an American military installation located in Bavaria, Germany. On CBS Evening News, hosted by Walter Cronkite, correspondent Daniel Shore said, "It's now clear that Senator Goldwater's interview with Der Spiegel, with his hard line appealing to right-wing elements in Germany, was only the start of a move to link up with his opposite numbers in Germany." The reaction shot when the cameras returned to Cronkite showed the most trusted man in America gravely shaking his head. When Goldwater accepted the Republican nomination, Democratic Governor, California Governor Pat Brown said the stench of fascism is in the air. About Ronald Reagan, Stephen F. Hayward, author of The Age of Reagan, wrote, "Liberals hated Reagan in the 1980s, pure and simple. They used language that would make the most fervid anti-Obama rhetoric of the Tea Party seem like a Tea Party." Democratic Rep. William Clay of Missouri charged that Reagan was trying to replace the Bill of Rights with fascist precepts lifted verbatim from Mein Kampf. After Republicans took control of the House in the mid-90s, Representative John Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, compared the new conservative-controlled House to the Duma and the Reichstag, referring to the legislature set up by Tsar Nicholas II of Russia and the Parliament of the German Weimar Republic that brought Hitler to power. After President George W. Bush, billionaire Democratic contributor George Soros said he displays the supremacist ideology of Nazi Germany and that his administration used rhetoric that echoes his childhood in occupied Hungary. "When I hear Bush say you're either with us or against us, it reminds me of the Germans." Outstanding. Somebody bought a Alien Gear combo And the belts, you know, we are advertising the belts now. So the belt combo is very good with it. And you're very good for you, sir. Let me know how that works for you. Anyway, the George W. Bush administration and the Nazi and communist regimes all engaged in the politics of fear. Indeed, the Bush administration has been able to improve on the techniques used by the Nazi and communist propaganda machines. Former Vice President Al Gore said George W. Bush's executive branch has made it a practice to try and control and intimidate news organizations from PBS to CBS to Newsweek. And every day they unleash squadrons of digital brown shirts to harass and hector any journalist who is critical of the president. Then there's Scott Walker. He got the full Nazi treatment. Actor, singer, and activist Harry Belafonte, who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King, called Bush a racist when asked whether the number of prominence of blacks in the Bush administration perhaps suggested a lack of racism. Belafonte said Hitler had a lot of Jews high up in the hierarchy of the Third Reich. Julian Bond, the NAACP chairman, played the Nazi card several times. Anyway, speaking at the historically black Fayetteville State University in North Carolina in 2006, he said the Republican Party would have the American flag and the swastika flying side by side. After the 2012 Republican National Convention, California Democratic Party Chairman John Burton said, Republicans lie and they don't care if people think they lie as long as you lie. Joseph Goebbels, a big lie, you keep repeating it. Dick Harpootlian here in my state of South Carolina compared the state's Republican governor to Hitler's mistress, that being Nikki Haley, the new UN ambassador. He said, if not the Nazi card, it's the race card, the sexist card, the... Well, no, wait a minute. That's what it boils down to. If not the Nazi card, it's going to be the race card or the sexist card, the homophobic card. And this is the I'm right, you're evil brand of politics. And it has a lot to do with why voters voted for Donald Trump rather than Hillary and the basket of deplorables Clinton to serve as our next president. Because you guys got tired of hearing that. You did. So, I take this sort of in stride. I put something up on Facebook today, and I'm going to mention it now. If you want national carry, you need to email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I will be forwarding that to Arbalest Quarrel, and very soon we're going to be doing something with that. We're going to be doing something with these names. That's it. We're not. I don't want your money. I don't want to contact you. I don't want to sell you anything. I'm not going to sell any email lists. I just want to know that you want national carry. That's it. We want to know that you want it by name. Okay. We want to have one way to just email you and say, are you sure you want national carry? If that comes up, you can say yes, and that'll be it. bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'm getting a fairly good response to it. I'm feeling very good about it. If you want that, you need to be emailing me. But one of the things I found when I was asking this is that there's always going to be a subculture of people out there that just want to be right. And they're going to demon, even if they claim to be on your side. And this is where you get to see the liberals come out in a lot of people that would say, well, I'm pro-Second Amendment, I'm pro-gun. I got challenged today for a whole, all I was asking is, do you want to be able to carry a gun in all 50 states? That's all I asked. I didn't get out there and say, how? Or this is how we're going to do it. There's a lot of caveats to that that we've got to work our way through. We know this. Arbalest Quarrel knows this. Amoland knows this. Everybody that's actually sitting down and disseminating, Roger Katz at Arbalest Quarrel, the legal mind of Arbalest Quarrel, is looking at this with a very jaundiced eye. He's looking at every one of them. We don't want a federal firearm permit. No, we don't. No. So, in order to have one of those, that is a registration, guys. That's all it is. All of you alpha males and females out there. When we get back, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about how the knife attack has sparked renewed calls for gun control. I'm not the most trusted man in America, but I am shaking my head at that. That's just stupid on a level I can't fathom. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
and modularity and indestructibility. And did I say modularity? Yeah. And it's not just the holsters. I mean, they have a whole line of belts. They sell knives. They have the Contact series, which I think is the most innovative thing I've ever seen in my life. And I, there we go. Got some of that off. I got stuff all over my mic. Let me get rid of that. Now we're out of the way. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And I need, I made a video about this on YouTube. So I need to, I'm guilty of doing that which I suggest that nobody ever do, which was I got emotionally invested in something based upon a little bit of a sentimentality attached to it. I talked about how I, while I was recovering from the heart attack, I was watching a lot of YouTube, and I was watching a lot of vlogs, and I got this one vlogger, Casey Neistat, sort of caught my attention, just because this was a very creative young man. And he got out there, and I mean, it was obvious he was being a paid shill for Hillary. The stuff he was saying, the kind of things, the way he was putting it, everything else. It was very obvious that he was paid to do that, which is fine. You can do that if you want to. This is America. This getting out there and trying to incite some people getting out there and, I don't know, attack other YouTubers online to get them to say, who are you voting for, when some of these guys are out there. I thought he walked away from a very lucrative vlogging setup, which was paying him really well on YouTube. Because of that and because of constraints on his family, and I mean, it was quite dramatic the way he sort of, had to drop the mic the moment, except he dropped his camera and his GorillaPod. And turns out that he had this application called Beam, B-E-M-E, and CNN bought it, and him and his company, for $25 million. And I believe that's probably, I believe part of the deal was probably that he had closed down his vlog, although he does retain control of his YouTube content and everything else. So, nothing like being slapped and learning something, is it? It doesn't matter that what happened at Ohio State was a stabbing. This was actually, it looks like the attacks in Israel that I've been seeing a lot of. Because the Democrats decided to demand gun control. And originally it was reported as an active shooter. And the university police were doing what they do, texting instructions for students to shelter in place and avoid parts of the sprawling campus. When the dust settled, though, the police said there never was any shooter on the campus. And Ohio State University was a gun-free zone. How would more gun control have made that better? That's what I want to know. How would more gun control? The Democrats rushed to Twitter to blame the attack on the lax gun laws. I've already talked about Tim Kaine getting out there. The Moms Demand Attention got out there. Sheila Jackson Lee, they got out there. Judy DeCaro. This is where we are. Instead of common sense gun control, we get run, hide, and fight. Leon Lazaroff, hoping so much that everyone is all right at Ohio State University and that thoughtful gun control can be attained in this country. I'm not even going to go into Shannon Watts. Catherine Curtin, when will we have gun control? My heart goes out to Columbus, Ohio. We've already talked. George Takei, Sulu, tired of the shootings and the complicity of the NRA? Join us to help fight. Why don't you just take us to the Warp Factor and shut up? David Law, you can hashtag pray for OSU if you want, but if you're not willing to fight for hashtag gun control, why bother? You don't really care about kids being shot. So, to this particular tweet, let's say this. OSU is a gun-free zone. Is that not gun control? Gun control only stops those who respect the law in the first place, David. Good thing the cop had a gun, though, huh? It most likely saved lives and is our constitutional right. This was a gun-free zone. The attacker didn't have a gun. A guy with a gun stopped the carnage. What part of that are you missing? And if you're not for at hashtag butcher knife control, don't even bother praying for the people of OSU. And this is the biggest load of BS I've heard all day, and I used to work in customer service. Upon hearing that he did not have a gun, some of the ones that just didn't want to wait promptly deleted their tweets. Gavin Newsom tweeted and later deleted his message. My thoughts are with Ohio State this AM. We cannot let an average of one school shooting a week be the normal in America. Too many lives are at stake. One gun control advocate doubled down after learning it was a knife attack, tweeting, "What happened at Ohio State is terrible, but mass stabber leaves 8 people with non-life-threatening injuries is why gun control matters. I'm sure that those people think that they are so much better off because they were only stabbed." One year ago in November, an 18-year-old Muslim student, Faisal Muhammad, went on a stabbing spree at the University of California at Merced. He wounded 4 fellow students before he was shot dead by an officer. In September of this year, a Somali refugee living in Minnesota went on a stabbing spree at a mall in St. Cloud, injuring 10 people before he was shot and killed by an alert off-duty cop. He asked shoppers if they were Muslim, and if they said no, he attacked them with his knife. Gun controllers, you have already been pushed back. Your time is past. I, as the alpha male, am getting really tired of not breaking any laws and you blaming me for society's problems. The problem here is that we are importing Muslims into this country at a breakneck pace. We're not vetting anybody. To vet, you have to have somebody you can compare notes with and call to and do a background check on. And where a lot of these places are coming, like Somalia and Syria, there is no one to call. There's no one on the other end of the phone. So, shut up. Enjoy this while you can, because January the 20th is coming, and I know you're going to double down and all this other stuff. I don't expect you to go away, but, I mean, really, you are showing the insanity. You're doing the same thing you've always done. It's not going to change the outcome, no matter how loud and how long you keep going with it. Really, I mean, truly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listen to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. I read something today. Have you ever read something that is so shocking to you that you spit with your whole face? If you're taking, I like coffee, so I was drinking my coffee, and I spit coffee across the room with my whole face. Mouth, nose, eye sockets, everything. I heard and I read that Pantsuit is considering running for president again in 2020. I was stunned. She suffered a devastating loss, surprise loss to Donald Trump 4 weeks ago, to Barack Obama 8 years ago. And, I would have thought that would have put her out of the game. And according to veteran reporter Ron Fournier, someone who has been closely covering the Clintons for years, Hillary Clinton, keeping her options open for yet another presidential run in 2020. And this is one of the reasons he said on Twitter that she's raising doubts about the legitimacy of election, even without overturning result, is a way to keep her options open for 2020. And by that, we're talking about the Pennsylvania recount that they're calling for that she's not going to get, the Michigan recount that she's not going to get, and the Wisconsin recount that she's not going to get, even though she's not the one calling for it. Jill Stein is calling for it, the Green Party candidate. She's raised more money than she did her entire election time. The election cycle. So I guess maybe the third time is a charm for Hillary. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody run for president twice and be unsuccessful. I may be wrong about that. I'm completely unsure about that as I say it. But I do not remember ever hearing about anybody that has run for president twice and lost both times. The closest that I could come to that would be the Minnesota Vikings going to the Super Bowl four times and never winning it. I still don't think they won it, have they? But her biggest problem going into Election Day was a lack of enthusiasm, and by the time the results started rolling in, that showed. She lost her blue firewall of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania got bulldozed. And he took all of them in addition to Ohio. The Obama coalition stayed at home. And if she chooses to run again, they'll stay home again. Not to mention that Clinton went through a very, very rough primary against Bernie Sanders, whose supporters stayed home also, or supported the third party candidates. Her strategy was to run against Trump, not on her own policies or platforms, which is fine. She had none. She has accomplished nothing. She is, well, first of all, that failed, and she's a representation of what was going on in the 90s. She's had scandal. She's been involved in scandal since Watergate. I mean, that's how long it's been going on. That's never dissipated, and it's only gotten darker as she's gained more power. And the majority doesn't want that kind of corruption around anymore. That's the problem she faces. She's never going to come clean. She's never going to come clean. But this is the definition of insanity. That's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And if she were to run for a third time and then not make it, you know, I kind of like the idea of her running again now that I think about it, because every time a Democrat, see, the presidency is supposed to be a lock for the Democrats because they do control California and they control the major metropolitan areas that have so many places, you know, and those major metropolitan areas are what add and make up all of these electoral votes that you see in these states. That's why California has 55, because they have 55 members of Congress. 53 representatives, 2 senators. So that's a slam dunk for her, and all she's got to get to is 270. Of course, she never came close. She never came close, and it was very apparent very early on. I mean, at 9 p.m. election night, she knew that she had lost. But I fully understand the whole thing about ego. Because I'm in media, and to be in media, you got to have ego. And I get it. But this is delusional. This is delusional. One, she's got a lot of health issues. She should be looking after her health issues. As much as I dislike her as a person, I have no desire to watch her totter around and fall into cars and fall up the steps and all this other stuff. She is sick. She had her moment and she failed. She is not going to be the first woman president. She is not the smartest woman in the room. She is not the coordinated one. Her time was, I mean, the closest I would think that she could possibly come would have been in 2008, and then she got, destroyed by Obama. And she had a very hard time with Bernie Sanders. And if it wasn't for the media, and if it wasn't for the superdelegates, and if it wasn't for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, it might have been nominee Bernie Sanders. But the fix was in for her. For what? I don't know. As a senator, the one time that she ran for senator, when she was taken around, not by Chris Dodd, who was it? I can't remember who it was. Whichever senator was retiring from New York, he got her to carpetbag her way into New York. They bought the house in Chappaqua, where the email server is. And the whole reason they moved to Chappaqua was so she could become a senator. And everybody was talking about how good a senator she would make. And I'm just thinking, I thought the Senate was where the really seasoned lawmakers hung out. She's never been a lawmaker. She's just been married to one. And she wasn't even married to a lawmaker. She's always been married to a guy in the executive branch. He was an attorney general, then he was a president. Or governor, then he was a president. So, Bernie Sanders, obviously, was more qualified than she was. As meager as his resume was, to a degree, Obama was. But, of course, Obama never completed a term. He never completed his state Senate term. He didn't complete his U.S. Senate term. He went from being a state senator to a U.S. senator. He was coronated. I don't know why to this day. He leaves office with a high degree of approval. Lots of people like him. He's very liked in the nation. Well, he's liked by about half the nation, which is, that sounds about right, I guess. I mean, certainly not by me, not the half I sit in, but having said all of that, it just makes me wonder what's going through. I know that she's got, I think Clinton has got some sort of a brain issue, and it is obvious because she's out there thinking, I'm going to keep my options open. I may run again when I'm in my 70s. Which I think should be 73. Way to go, Democrats. Diversity, thy name is Democrats. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact that you just can't break these things. I mean, it's just, they're just not breakable. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. All right, let's call a terrorist attack on at Ohio State what it is, a terrorist attack. And let's try to pull down and deconstruct the lessons we get from it. And some of these lessons are going to be the same ones we've had to learn in other locations, including Orlando, Nice, and Paris. This attack bears a resemblance to both the Nice attack from this past July and the use of a vehicle to run down a crowd and a knife attack in Minnesota shopping mall. It also resembles a lot of attacks that have been happening in Israel. I mean, there have been some horrendous ramp up, especially at bus stops. There'll be a lot of people waiting on the bus. They'll slam into them, get out, stab everybody until somebody shoots them. Should be noted that like the mall attack in this past September, the attacker was quickly stopped by an armed response. And in this case, it was an on-duty cop who dropped the apparent jihadist. The jihadist in question was a refugee from Somalia. And as of this writing, which I believe the Minnesota stabber was a Somalian as well. As of this writing, we do not know if he was radicalized before or after his arrival in the United States. We do know that he has put out there that America needs to stop meddling in the affairs of other countries. We should also note that Ohio State University is technically a gun-free zone. For all of you that would decry the lack of gun control, Ohio State had all the gun control. But, once again, as it does all the time, that zone did not stop a would-be attacker. The only reason the body count is at just the attacker is because of the cop's presence. Which, folks, that's pure dumb luck. That is pure dumb luck. The fact is that this time, the nearly immediate application of decisive force to stop this terrorist attack was due to a large amount of luck. If the officer had not been present at the start of the attack, we could have seen a much higher death toll. The only accomplishment of gun-free zones is that killers and would-be killers face victims who are much less capable, if not utterly incapable, of fighting back. Which, why would they? Because they're too busy running first and then hiding. And then, I guess if the hiding doesn't work, then they have to get out and fight. What does all this mean? Well, the first rule is if you're able to carry a firearm, do that. Get the CCW permit. It will not hurt to look into having other self-defense tools and training in their use for when you can't carry a firearm. Pepper spray or some other less lethal systems better than nothing. But if there are businesses that are gun-free zones, politely encourage the on-site management to change that. Perfectly okay. If it is a national or regional chain, politely contact their customer service department to request a change and make it clear that the presence of a gun-free zone will make it less likely that they're going to get your money. The other big lesson, and I mean, ever since Aurora, I have resisted talking about these things when they first occur. Because Aurora was interesting for me, just personally. At that time, I was working with Gun Owners of America, and they put out that Eric and Larry Pratt were going to be on a plane. And they said, for more information on this, come to where I was streaming the show. I've never had a chat room that big since then or before then. 93,000 people in the chat room looking for information on this. And what I learned from it was that the initial reports were wrong. They were saying that James Holmes was armored, which I was out there saying, well, if he is armored, that doesn't mean that rounds don't put him down. But it turned out that he was not armored. He just was armed where there were no guns. So media reports are going to be wrong. Early reports claimed that there was an active shooter incident that was taking place at the university. Tim Kaine and other gun grabbers tried to use this knife attack to push for gun control. And the fact is, it never hurts to wait to comment on an incident until the facts are in. Now, once again, the gun grabbers look pretty stupid. But you can bet that most media outlets will help them sweep that under the rug. And it doesn't matter that they were wrong. They're still going to say, well, there should be gun control. Like, you know, it doesn't matter that I'm wrong. Never forget that the gun grabbers have their ultimate goals in mind, and it can be summed up with, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Thank you, Diane. Keep in mind that the fact that they tried to turn a knife attack into a call for gun control shows that they're going to come after Second Amendment rights at the slightest excuse the first chance they get. And then there's the final lesson, one that bears repeating from Orlando, among other attacks, is this. When an attack happens, police and firefighters and paramedics who arrive after the 911 call are the second responders. The first responders are there when it starts. Your safety is your business. Relying on someone else to make sure that you are safe 100% of the time is a fool's errand. Do not let yourself give in to that. I've talked to many people over the course of time, and they'll tell me how guns make them nervous, and they'll tell me how this makes them nervous, and how that makes them nervous, and everything else. And yet, while they're telling me this, on my hip will be something like that. And loaded with the most wicked ammunition I can find. Notice that I have the +2 base plate on it. So, I mean, I've got my very thin Smith & Wesson M&P up to 10 rounds. It's a pretty lethal little package. And I carry that around, and I'm talking to them about it, and they're telling me about their fear, and they're telling me how they don't think they can do this, and they don't think they can do that. And I look at them, and if they're female, I'll say, hey, what about, are you a mother? I mean, what if somebody tries to come and kill your kids? What then? What are you going to do then? And they'll say, well, then I could probably shoot somebody in that circumstance, but they won't go out and get a gun. They won't go out and take some training. And, you know, it's there's always time for it the next time. And that's the problem. What happened at Ohio State was a terrorist attack. What happened in Minnesota was a terrorist attack. Garland, Texas, a terrorist attack. Chattanooga, Tennessee, a terrorist attack. what happened at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando was a terrorist attack. What we have here now, while I and a few other people sit out there and wonder about when we're going to have a Mumbai-type attack with multiple shooters walking around in a coordinated fashion, really, truly, what we're facing are these self-motivated, radicalized from a distance individuals. We never know where they're going to pop up, and we never know what they're going to do. Although we do see the pattern, it's a lot easier to get a kitchen knife. It's a lot easier to walk in somewhere and just start stabbing people or drive a car into people. This is a new modus operandi. This is not something that, you know, it's been happening in Israel for months. This is nothing new to them. They're probably looking at it going, well, it happens. Finally, it's happening to them now, I guess, huh? Maybe now they'll pay attention to it, huh? And that's the problem with the country. We're so big and so spread out that what happened in Ohio State yesterday is not impacting most of America. They're just out there saying, oh, guns again, huh? Even though it was knives. But they're not able to sit back and say, hey, you know what? I can imagine what that was like, all that carnage, hearing that car wreck and hearing that, hearing the screams and everything and seeing the blood and hearing the gunshots going off. It's very easy to be disconnected from all of this. Very easy. Even in this 24-hour-a-day news thing that we got going on, it's very easy to be disconnected from all of this. So we've had another terrorist attack in the country, and the country at large does not seem to care. And that's the biggest of the shames. So we'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Think education has to be boring? Say it again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.